Today's episode of 12 Hop Flop is brought to you by our friends at the Curiosity Box. Embrace creativity and wonder by visiting 12hopflop.com/curiositybox. More on them in a bit. Hello, my lovely listeners. Welcome back to another delightful episode of 12 Hop Flop, the podcast where we hop into all sorts of interesting topics. I'm Floppy, your favourite lop-eared rabbit, and today we're diving into something truly special, leadership. Now, you might be thinking, what can a bunny teach me about leadership? Well, let me tell you, bunnies have a lot more to share than just cute wiggles and fluffy tails. Leadership is a vital skill, whether you're leading a team at work, guiding your family, or even inspiring your friends. And believe it or not, we bunnies have some unique insights into what makes a great leader. So, snuggle up and get ready to learn some Lop's leadership lessons that you can hop right into your life. All right, let's hop right into the basics of bunny leadership. Now, in the rabbit world, leadership isn't about being the biggest or the strongest. It's about communication and trust. You see, in a warren, we rely on each other to stay safe and find food. A good leader is someone who can alert others to danger, find the best hiding spots, and lead the group to the tastiest patches of clover. Clear communication is key. We thump our feet to warn of predators and use body language to signal our intentions. This kind of clear, direct communication is just as important for humans. Whether you're in a meeting at work or having a heart-to-heart with a friend, being able to express yourself clearly and listen to others builds trust and understanding. Trust is the foundation of any strong group. In a rabbit warren, we have to trust that our leader knows what's best for us. This is no different for humans. As a leader, your team needs to trust that you have their best interests at heart, that you're looking out for them and guiding them in the right direction. Build trust by being honest, consistent, and dependable. Now let me share a little story about leading by example in the bunny world. One day, 8-Bit and I were exploring a new part of the garden. There were all sorts of delicious plants to nibble on, but there was also a big, scary-looking cat lurking around. As the older and more experienced bunny, I knew I had to keep 8-Bit safe. Instead of just thumping a warning and running off to hide, I stayed calm and showed 8-Bit the safest path back to our burrow. I hopped slowly and cautiously, making sure she followed my lead. By staying calm and taking action, I showed her that even in scary situations, we can find our way to safety if we stick together and stay smart. Leading by example is so important for humans too. It's one thing to tell people what to do, but it's another thing entirely to show them through your actions, whether you're in a leadership position at work or just trying to inspire your friends and family. Your actions speak louder than words. Be the example you want others to follow. Show kindness, integrity, and determination in everything you do, and others will naturally follow your lead. Hey there, wonderful listeners. I've got something mind-boggling to share from today's sponsor. Are you a curious bunny, I mean person, who loves exploring the wonders of science and learning new things? Then you'll absolutely love the Curiosity Box. Imagine getting a box delivered to your burrow. Oops. I mean, your home, 4 times a year, filled with premium science toys, fun experiments, and unique collectibles. The Curiosity Box is designed by brilliant minds, making it perfect for thinkers and tinkerers alike. Each box is packed with exciting educational goodies that spark curiosity and inspire creativity. From fascinating science kits to engaging video lessons, you'll have everything you need to dive into the world of science and discovery. Plus, these aren't just any toys. They're high-quality, limited-edition items that you won't find anywhere else. So if you're ready to expand your mind and have a blast doing it, hop on over to 12hopflop.com/curiositybox and start your adventure today. Trust me, you'll be amazed at what you'll discover. That's 12hopflop.com/curiositybox. Now, let's get back to the show. Next, let's talk about building strong relationships, which is absolutely essential in a bunny's life. In the Warren, we bunnies rely on each other for warmth, grooming, and protection. Our bonds are what keep us happy and healthy. When we groom each other, it's not just about staying clean, it's about showing affection and strengthening our bond. In the human world, building strong relationships is just as important. Good leaders know how to create a sense of community and support within their teams. It's about fostering an environment where everyone feels valued and understood. Take the time to get to know the people you're leading. Listen to their concerns, celebrate their achievements, and be there for them when they need support. Teamwork and collaboration are key. In our bunny community, we work together to find food and keep each other safe. We know that we're stronger together than we are alone. Humans can learn a lot from this approach. Encourage teamwork in your group and always be ready to lend a helping paw or hand. When everyone works together, you can achieve amazing things. Remember, strong relationships are built on trust, communication, and mutual respect. Be genuine in your interactions and always strive to build others up. When your team feels supported and valued, they'll be more motivated and committed to achieving common goals. Now, let's hop into handling challenges and conflicts. As bunnies, we face our fair share of challenges, whether it's a sudden storm, a sneaky predator, or a new bunny in the Warren. The key to navigating these situations is to stay calm and look for solutions rather than panicking. When faced with a conflict or challenge, I always try to take a step back and assess the situation. What's the real issue here? How can we solve it without causing more trouble? Staying calm helps me think clearly and find the best path forward. Humans can apply this strategy in their own lives. When conflicts arise at work or in your personal life, try to stay calm and take a step back. Look at the situation objectively and think about the best way to address it. Sometimes a little bit of patience and a cool head can make all the difference. Another important lesson from us bunnies is the power of compromise and cooperation. In our Warren, we often have to share resources and space. If we're too stubborn or aggressive, it disrupts the harmony of our group. By learning to compromise and work together, we can overcome challenges more effectively. When you're leading a team, encourage open communication and collaboration. Let everyone have a chance to voice their opinions and ideas. Find common ground and work towards solutions that benefit everyone. Remember, it's not about winning or losing, it's about finding the best outcome for the group. Well, my wonderful listeners, we've hopped through quite a few leadership lessons today, haven't we? From the basics of bunny leadership and leading by example to building strong relationships and handling challenges, I hope you found some valuable insights that you can use in your own life. Remember, whether you're a bunny or a human, leadership is all about communication, trust, and cooperation. By being a good example, building strong bonds, and staying calm in the face of challenges, you can lead your team to success and harmony. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of 12 Hop Flop. If you enjoyed our chat today, please subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of our future adventures, and I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment or review to let me know what you think and what topics you'd like us to hop into next. Until next time, keep hopping towards your goals and leading with kindness and wisdom. Take care, my friends.